We're going to go in the Kitzer and Hilchos Chodesh Elul, Siman Kuf Chaf Ches. We're going to go to Sif Yud Gimel, which talks all about going, the meaning of going to a base Hakbaras during Rosh Chodesh Elul. So the Kitzer writes, Nogin Lelech Be'erev Rosh Hashanah Achat Tfilas Shacharis. After we daven Shacharis on Erev Rosh Hashanah, the meaning is that we go to a base Hakbaras, Lishtateach Al Kibriyat Tzadikim. That a person should go and be mispallel by the Kibriyat Tzadikim, Benostin Sham Tzedakah La'aniyim. The meaning is that we give tzedakah to the aniyim in the Beis HaKvaros, and Marvim Tachanunim, and we're mispallel there, La'oris HaTzadikim HaKadoshim Asher Be'aretz Hema. That we're trying to bring up the spirit of the tzadikim who are in Olam Haba. She'amlitzu Tov Ba'adenu B'yom Hadin. That we want that they should go on our behalf, and they should be mispallel for us. V'gam Machmashu Makim Kuris HaTzadikim, and also being that it is the place where the tzadikim are buried, Hamakum hu kadosh v'tahar, that makes this place a makum kadosh v'tahar. V'hatfila mukubala sham biyoser biyoser al admas kodesh. And the tfila in that specific makum kadosh v'tahar is more accepted than in other places in the world. V'yasa HaKadosh Baruch Hu chesed b'schus ha-tzadikim. And we want that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should do chesedim for us in the schus of the tzadikim that are buried there. Aval al yasim megamasam neged ha-mesim ha-shochnim sham. Person should not put his faith in the mesim themselves, obviously. We already discussed last night a little bit about putting your faith in the malachim. So here the Kitzer warns us that a person should make sure not to put his faith in the mesim themselves. Ki karav hadavar shiyeh v'chlal v'dorash al ha-mesim. There's a lav in the Torah of dorash al ha-mesim. And therefore, he says, a person has to be careful how he's mispallel in the Beis HaKvaros. Achi vakish me'asham yisbarach she'erachim alav b'schus ha-tzadikim shochnei afar. We want that HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be merachim on us in the schus of the nifter, who is the tzaddik who's buried here. Then he writes that when a person comes to the Beis HaKvaros, if he hasn't been there for 30 days, he says a bracha asher yatzer eschem adin, and then he says that we ask all sorts of tefillos here. It sounds a little Kabbalistic to me, from what he quotes here from the Birkei Yosef, from the Chidah, and then he says which psukim a person should say, and he shouldn't read from the Matzeva if the letters are sticking out, because that's kasha l'shikcha. Okay, I can't claim to have any sort of understanding in the end part of those lines of the Kitzer, so we're going to focus a little bit more on the beginning part. There are really two possible issues that could come up when we discuss going to a Beis HaKvaros, and we're going to talk about each one specifically. So the first issue is the Gemara in Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph and Brachos writes, Hatanya, Lo yahalach adam beis HaKvaros tefillin b'rosho v'sefer Torah b'zro'o v'koreh. A person should not go to a Beis HaKvaros and hold a pair of tefillin or to hold the Sefer Torah. V'koreh, he's not allowed to read the tefillin or the Sefer Torah or to wear the tefillin in the Beis HaKvaros. V'im osa kein, if a person goes ahead and he does that in the Beis HaKvaros, says the Gemara, Ovi mishom loy gilarash charef oseyu. It is as if you're making fun of a person. If you have a guy who doesn't know how to walk, let's say, he's in a wheelchair. So you're going to go running right by him and show that you're so healthy and you could walk straight. So that's not right. That's not proper. A person should have a little more derech eretz than that. So the same over here. A person, once he passes away, no longer has the opportunity to do mitzvahs anymore. He can't fulfill anything. What he did during his lifetime is what he's stuck with. So it's not right for us to show off our mitzvahs when we come to the Beis HaKvaros.
Wearing the tzitzis outside, would that fall into that?
Yeah, so that's what it says, that you're supposed to tuck them in for that reason. So the Gemara says over here, the literal Gemara's, the din literally in the Gemara is that it's toch dal adamos, that is where the iser of loy glarash is. So the Bach in Arachayim Simen Mem Hei takes this Gemara very literally, and he says the only iser is if I'm within four amos, if I'm within dal adamos to the mace, to the kever, that's the only time that there's a problem to do any sort of mitzvahs. So therefore, the Bach would say, if I walk a little bit away from the kever, even though there are kfarim around me on other sides, even though I'm within the boundaries of the Beis HaKvaros, says the Bach, it's not a problem, as long as I'm not within Dalet Amos to the Kever itself. So that's the Shita of the Bach. The Taz, however, disagrees in Arachayim. The Taz writes that no, as long as you're within the confines of the cemetery, so now you are not allowed to do any mitzvahs. Why? Because this whole place was set aside. It's a Makam HaMiyuchad for a Beis HaKvaros. So that's not right to do any mitzvahs in this place. Therefore, says the Taz, not like the Bach, he says, even outside of Dalet Amos, I'm still not allowed to do it, as long as I'm within the gates of the Beis HaKvaros. It's still like the rush. That's what he writes. Where's the rush? So he says that since it's miyuchad, this whole place is made. It's a base on mesim. It's a place where they hang out. It's a place where they are. So it's not right for me to do it. The Magen Avraham disagrees. Magen Avraham has a third opinion, and he says that not only is it usher within the Dalet Amos, and not only is it usher within the confines of the Beis HaKvaros, he says if let's say there's a kever on the outskirts of the Beis HaKvaros, which is right next to the fence, and I'm standing on the other side of the fence, I'm not planning on doing anything. So he says that's also a problem, because It's either a problem if I'm within the cemetery, it's also a problem if I'm within Dalai Lama. So he says if there's a kever that's right near the edge of the cemetery and I happen to be davening on the other side and I have no intention to daven here, that's still a problem. He says because it's not derech eretz to daven, that's loig l'rosh, even outside of the gates of the cemetery, which is very mistaken. And the Mishnah Berurah...
Times that if, we go in the winter time and we sleep and we wait for that, if we go into the house and daven mikvah.
Right.
So that, according to this, it's also...
Yeah.
Because it's in the confines.
So the Mishnah Berurah writes as follows. Mishnah Berurah is machriya and simen mem hei. The Mishnah Berurah writes that he quotes all these acharonim. That's what I'm quoting from. The Mishnah Berurah himself brings down all the different shitas in acharonim. And the Mishnah Berurah writes that the answer really is that the pshar is as follows. If you're within the confines of the cemetery and you're right in the middle of everything with our kfaras all around you, so even if I'm not within Dalat Amos to a kever, he says that's not derech eretz. But he says if I'm at the end of the cemetery and no one's buried anywhere near me, just because I'm within the gates, he says, just because it was set aside for some kvaras that we're going to use later on, that's not a reason why a person is not allowed to daven there. That's nothing wrong with that. So he says, as long as it's at the edge. That's what the Mishnah Berurah writes, is the halacha l'maaseh. So the Gesher HaChaim quotes, that's a three-volume set, which is basically the handbook on all of Hilchos Avelos, before all the Kitzur Svarim came out, that's what everyone used. So the Gesher HaChaim himself writes that Reb Zundel Salant, Shmuel Salant, who was the Rav of Yerushalayim, he says that his practice used to be, when he went to Kever Rachel, he was very concerned about davening in Kever Rachel because of Loig L'Rush, and therefore he says he only used to go outside into the hallway, into the corridor, he would daven out there. He wouldn't like to daven in the building itself, because he felt that was under the guidelines of Loig L'Rush, and that was not acceptable. So the Netziv has an interesting tshuva. In the Hamek Shela, he writes that if you have... Normally, when we say you lower a mace into the ground, so the vernacular, we say that it's 6 feet under. So I don't know, how deep is it really? 6 feet? Is it deeper than that?
No.
No? 6 feet.
Okay.
Oh, so that would make a big nafkamina according to the Netziv. The Netziv has a big chiddush that he says the same way we find that 10 tefachim is considered reshus b'fnei atzmo with regard to many other halachas in Aruch Chaim all over the place. Let's say a person is not allowed to daven in a place that's not clean. So says the Shulchan Aruch, if let's say I have a makom that's 10 amos above me or 10 amos below me, and it's dalet al dalet, I'm sorry, 10 tefachim, thank you. If I have a place that's 10 tefachim, and it's dalet al dalet, so that's considered reshus b'fnei atzmo, and just because there's something that's not proper for me to daven next to it, I'm allowed to daven where I am, because 10 tefachim in halacha is considered a separate reshus. So therefore says the Netziv over here as well, if we know for sure that the mace is buried 10 tefachim onto the ground, which we can assume that, unless the water levels are higher there, or lower, which way? Higher? Whatever it is. So, whatever it is. But says the Netziv, if generally the mace is going to be 10 tefachim under, so that's a reshus b'fnei atzmo, he's in his own house, let's assume he's in his own house, and therefore, he says there's no problem of loig l'rosh in such a case. What does the Gemara mean when it says loig l'rosh is an issue? That's only when I'm standing right in front of the mace, or they used to bury the mace right on the top of the ground, they didn't bury so deep down into the ground. So says the Netziv, they used to have kuchim in the cave, right? So they didn't do it at all. So therefore, says the Netziv, that nowadays when we bury far underneath the ground, there's no problem. Rav Avadia Yosef quotes this Netziv in his tshuva, and he writes that, no, he doesn't understand, because he says the Kaf HaChaim writes that the whole issue with Loig L'Rosh is that we're afraid that the neshama of the mace is hovering over the kever. The neshama is not confined into the grave. So he says, what does it help that I have 10 tefachim underneath the ground? The neshama is still here. And that's Loig L'Rosh. The neshama is what cares that it can't do mitzvahs anymore. So therefore, Rabbi Avadia Yosef finds this very questionable, that even if the mace is under 10 tefachim beneath the ground, that's not considered enough to get me out of the problem of Loig L'Rosh. So that's issue number one, which the Achronim discussed when we talk about davening in a Beis HaKvaras. Is it Loig L'Rosh or is it not? And many are machmir. Problem number two, as the Kitzur raised, is the issue of looking like Darish al HaMeis. A person is not allowed to go and ask a favor from a Meis. He's not allowed to ask a tefillah from a Meis either. So the Shach in Yerodeya, in Simen Shinai and Dalet, Hilchos Avelos, so the Shach over there quotes the Bach, and he says that, I'm sorry, he quotes the Rach, and he says that, based on this Rach, we all make sure not to ever be misfal in a Beis HaKvaros, because it looks too similar to Darish al HaMeisim, and a person has to stay far away from that, and therefore he's not allowed to do it. That's what the Shach writes. Then says the Shach in the end of the long paragraph, after he quotes this whole problem that he found, b'shem the Rach, that we're not allowed to do this, then says the Shach, you know what? I found the Bach writes, I think the Bach was his father-in-law, or was the Taz's father-in-law? The Taz's father-in-law? So he writes that the Bach had this minig from many, many generations already, that he used to go to Beis HaKvaris and he wasn't concerned about it. So he says, you know what, we're going to be samech on the Bach for this, and we're going to allow the minig of the Kadmoidim to stick with us, and everyone's allowed to go and be mispahal in the Beis HaKvaris as long as you follow the guidelines of Loig Rush. And he says that a person, we can stick up for that original minig of going to the Beis HaKvaris, there's no problem. The Mishneh Berurah and Tavkuf Pei Aleph over here, when he's talking about this minig, so he says a person has to make sure that he's mavakish from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he should be merachem on us, and we want him to do that b'schus HaTzadikim. But he has to make sure that he's not being mavakish rachamim from the mesim themselves. That's the Isser in the Torah of Darush Shalom Mesim. But when he goes to the Beis HaKvaris, he should ask specifically that the Ribbono Shel Olam should save us b'schus HaTzadikim. It's famous b'shem the Gra, that the Gra used to say that a person should not ever go to a cemetery to be mispallel at all. I know that, I don't know how many people follow this Gra. I think a lot of Gra followers obviously follow it, but I don't know how many people outside of that. I know my father, I think my grandmother died over 20 years ago, and my father has never been to the cemetery since she passed away. So he told me. He's very machmer on this Gra. He doesn't like to get involved. When he goes to Eretz Yisrael, and my mother's parents are buried there, so she always likes to go, so he goes with her. But Lamaisa, he himself doesn't like to go. I know that his mother is buried here in New York. He never has been there over 20 years. Interesting. Anyway, the Achronim raised an issue that it would seem clearly from the Gemara in Tainus Daf Tazayin that we are allowed to be mispallel to the Mason. Why? Because the Gemara says that when we have a Tainus Tzibur for some sort of Eitz Tzara that comes up, so it says that we go out to the Beis HaKvaris. Says the Gemara, Lama Yotzim the Beis HaKvaris b'Tainus. Why do we go out specifically to the Beis HaKvaris on a Tainus? So the Gemara says, Kadesha HaMesim Yivakshu Aleinu Rachamim. So we want that the Mason, we're begging that the Mason should ask Rachamim for us. So how do you get out of this? So Tosfos raises this issue both in Tainus and in Sota Daf Lamed Daled, and Tosfos says, no, we're being mispallel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should save us, and then we want that the Mason should hear our crying that we're in such an Eitz Tzara, we find ourselves backed up against the wall with this problem that we find in front of ourselves. So therefore, says Tosfos, that obviously what we're asking for is that Hashem should save us, and that the Mason should hear, and they themselves should be Ma'ar Rachamim and Shemayim. But obviously we're staying far away.
Without us asking.
He says, Tosfos himself writes, that we're staying far away from asking from the Mason themselves, and we're staying far away from having any conversation with the Mason. That's Darush Shalom Mason.
That's what Tosfos says.
Yeah.
I think most people don't do it that way.
It's not really right. The Geshur HaChaim has a whole long tshuva about this in Chelek Beis.
They go, they ask that the Mace should be
a Melech Yosher.
That's right, Melech Yosher. Oh. Daven for them.
So we spoke about this a little bit last night. You're not allowed to ask that he should be an intermediary. That's Kenegah the Rambam's Yud Gil Meikari Amuna. I'm not allowed to have any intermediary. So the Geshur HaChaim writes that some of the Achronim say that a person should be mispallel, that they should be a schus avos for us. But to have a conversation with the Mason themselves, that's very problematic. That's a very big issue. So what do we do for any Kohanim in the room, if there are any? I assume there are. So what do we do about the Halug of Kohanim who also want to go to the Beis HaKvaris, to Kibriyat Tzadikim, to their forefathers? I, Kohanim, can't be Metame. It's not so simple. We'll see in a minute. We might have an Eitzah. So the Gemara says as follows. Kuf Gimel Amud Beis in Sugas. What? Don't go. Some people really want to go and be Mesal. Why should you lose out? So the bottom line is you shouldn't go. But we're going to discuss whether that's so simple. It's not so simple. If the Kever HaTzadik is built in a specific way, so then there's no Shaila. But let's say you have a person just wants to, a Kohen wants to walk into a cemetery. Is that permitted or not for him to be misfollowed by Kever HaTzadik? Sounds like a funny question, but the Achronim take this very seriously. The Gemara says as follows. In Suvas Daf Kuf Gimel, the Gemara says, Hahu Yuma Dashkafta the Rebbe. The day that Rebbe passed away, says the Gemara, Nafka Baskol, a Baskol came out of Amar. Called the Havid Bashkafta the Rebbe, whoever was present at the time when Rebbe passed away, Mezuman Hu L'Chai Olam Haba. He's going straight to Olam Haba. Says the Gemara, Hahu Koves. There was a certain professional in the town who was hanging out by Rebbe's house every single day, and that one day he missed his chance. He happened not to come to the Bis Medrash that day. So he comes crying, how could it be? I missed my opportunity. It says anyone who was there when Rebbe passed away, Mezuman L'Chai Olam Haba. And now one day I missed it. So he jumped off the roof, the Gemara says. He committed suicide because he was so upset. So the Gemara says that Basco came out and said, you're also going to go to Olam Haba. Don't worry. You're okay. So then the Gemara continues in that Gemara. Interesting. So it says, Ani Reisi Kivosha Rebbe. Varadati loved the most. Rabbi Chiya says that he cried on Rebbe, and it says, Amar Rabbi Chiya, Osa Hayom Shemais Rebbe, the day that Rebbe died, Bavla Kedusha. So what does it mean, Batla HaKadusha? So Tosfos has 2 days. Tosfos says, the first day is what happened here, that since they used to call Rebbe Rabbeinu HaKadosh, as we all know, so therefore Batla HaKadusha, the day that Rebbe passed away, there was no more Kadusha in the world, because Rabbeinu HaKadosh passed away. That's the Pashup Sheh. Says, here's the Chiddush. The Harav Reb Chaim Cohen, he was a Cohen, he said as follows, Imalei Hayisi Kishenifter Rabbeinu Tam, if I was present on the day when Rabbeinu Tam passed away, if I was there, Hayisi Metamini, I would have gone with my own hands, and I would have carried Rabbeinu Tam and be Metamini myself because of Rabbeinu Tam. Why? Because Rabbeinu Tam is the Gadol Adar. And he says, the Gemara says over here, when Mishameis Rebbe, Batla HaKadusha. So Reb Chaim Cohen says that what it means is, when Rebbe passed away, all the Kedushas Kahuna was fallen by the wayside. Why? Because a Kohen is allowed to be Metame to a Tzadik. That's what Reb Chaim Cohen says. And he says that not only is it to the Nasi, like Rebbe, Reb Chaim Cohen applies it even to a Gadol Adar. Not only to a proclaimed Nasi, it's even to a Gadol Adar. So the Beis Yosef asks that Agos Maimon, he points out, he has a suffix in the Rambam, in Hilchos Avelos, Hilchos Avel, that the Beis Yosef says that he's not exactly sure whether a Nasi has the same din as a Gadol Adar. Maybe a Gadol Adar is not as special as a Nasi. And also, if we're going to start giving a pass to anyone who thinks he's a Gadol Adar, so I don't know, everyone's going to choose whoever they think is a Gadol Adar, but who's going to really draw the line, who's considered and who's not? So the Beis Yosef says he doesn't like this answer of Chaim Cohen. However, many of the Rishonim do write that a mace, that a tzaddik is not metame, and a person is allowed to, a kohen is allowed to be metame himself. The Ramban writes that on Parshas Chukas, and the Chinuch writes this, also that a kibriyat tzaddikim are not metame. It's fascinating. It's very, very surprising, but that's what many of the Rishonim say. However, the Ramban qualifies, and he says, this is only true if he dies in Misas Hanashika. If the tzaddik dies in any other way, so then all bets are off. You're only allowed to be metame to him if the tzaddik dies in Misas Nashika. If not, you're not allowed to. So,
how do you know?
What? How do you know? And besides that, the Rambam himself writes in Mordechuchim that only Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam were the people who died from Misas Hanashika, and after that there was no one else who died in Misas Hanashika. So he says, according to that Rambam, many of the Achronim point out that according to that Rambam, this wouldn't apply at all. So some of the Rishonim say this. We have some rayas from the Psukim very clearly that tzaddikim are metame. We have Mishael ve'al Tzafon who were carrying the Atzmos Yosef. Yosef was a tremendous tzaddik, and they missed bringing Karban Pesach. They had to bring Pesach Sheni. So you see that Mi Lodom Gadol Mi Yosef. Who's greater than Yosef al tzaddik? He was one of the greatest tzaddikim who ever lived. And still, the Gemara says that the Psukim tell us that they were considered tmei meis and they were not allowed to bring Karban Pesach. So you see that kirei hatzadikim are metame. So that's the Pesach Tshuva writes this in Yerodeya, that the bottom line is we really should not be mekel. The Gesher Achayim has a long tshuva about this, that we shouldn't be mekel. And the halacha l'maisa seems to be that Kohanim still cannot be metame. But all I'm pointing out is that it seems to be a very serious machlokes of Rishonim. It's not small opinions. This is the Ramban, it's Rabbeinu Bechaya, it's the Chinos. Many other Achronim quoted, some say in Eretz Yisrael they had the minhag to do it. But in America and all over most of the world, it would seem that even Kohanim are not metame, even to Kivrei HaTzadikim. Oh, yeah.